BBC Radio Cambridgeshire. We were just speaking to Robert in Stangran in Peterborough about his four advent calendars. But how about this then? An advent calendar with a difference. Spare a thought for one man from Great Shelford who has designed his own advent calendar which depicts not the 24 days of Christmas, but 27. His name is Ted Coney, and he's the former head of art and design at Cambridge's Hills Road Sixth Form College. Good evening to you, Ted.
Good evening.
Why 37 days then?
Well, because there's the 24 days of Advent, there's the 12 days of Christmas, and of course there's Christmas Day. That makes 37.
Oh, I see. So, now, do you open door number one this morning, or did you do it a few days ago?
No, in fact, my wife did it this morning. I don't always open them myself. I get other people to as well. I'm not too greedy.
So is this the first year you've done it?
Actually, I did the painting 19 years ago, and it took me 7 years to sort of get all the drawings ready for the painting. It's just come about now because I'm doing a lecture about my work, and this is one of the paintings that I'll be talking about.
Mm. And what was behind door number one this morning?
Door number one, bearing in mind it was 19 years ago, I actually went on a trip with Hills Road Sixth Form College. And we went to London to the Tate Gallery to see a Mexican artist called Diego Rivera and also Beatrix Potter. And there were two very different exhibitions. Oh. So there's a little bit of each in the window.
Now, can you remember what's behind every door, or is it a bit of a surprise?
It's always a surprise. Some I remember very well, you know, obviously Christmas Day and Boxing Day, things like that. But no, I forget. I mean, the nice thing is it's closed the whole year, and we only start looking at it again on the 1st of December.
So does the whole family get to take part?
Yeah, well, whoever's visiting, really. So it can be the family. I've got, you know, we've got three children, but it can be other people who happen to drop in and see us.
Mm. Can you give us another idea of what's behind or your favourite scene?
Well, I guess Boxing Day is a favourite one because it's a painting of a failed hot air balloon. And it's really signifying that we, for years, after having lots of drinks on Boxing Day morning, as many people do, we needed some exercise, and this family nearby always made a hot air balloon. Not an enormous one, we didn't sail in it or anything, just to fly. And we always took it on the wreck up, we just live opposite. And usually it failed. It either burnt or it was raining or whatever. But it always got us out there and got us a breath of fresh air ready for the next meal.
Oh, I say. Well, and what's on Christmas Day?
Christmas Day is a pram full of presents because Max, who's now 19, at the time was about 2, and he would have opened every single present from everybody if we'd had them under the Christmas tree. So the only way we could do it was to put him on the floor and put the presents in the pram.
Ah.
I felt that signified that one.
Oh, that's a lovely idea. And on that note, I've been taking some calls this afternoon from anyone who's possibly received their first Christmas card or indeed done their Christmas shopping. Have you had or done either?
I always do my Christmas shopping on Christmas Eve.
Ah.
Seems the best way to do it.
Yeah. Mm. I think you're right, actually. I think I might try that tactic this year. Yeah,
well, it makes you buy, you just go for it. You can't fiddle about. You just go for it and buy whatever's there.
Because you haven't got much choice. All right, Ted.
My presents for me, of course. I get theirs early.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, good to talk to you, Ted. Thanks very much for joining me. That's Ted Coney there at 5:58.